Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. I'm Brandon Shanahan, joined today by Kelowna City Administrator Ryan Slawbaugh to talk about severe weather in Kelowna and the resources available to Kelowna residents. So first thing I wanted to hit on is the storms on Wednesday night. They're awfully near Kelowna. Was there any damage, or was the city affected at all by that?
No, actually, we didn't get within the city limits. We really just kind of got some sprinkles and no real winds to speak of or anything. So no, we were very fortunate that the cell kind of stayed north of our community.
And then in a situation where those storm cells get closer to the community or the city limits, what kind of resources are available to residents of Kelowna?
You know, if they are affected or they need shelter during event, we do open our Kelowna Community Center. We had a handful of people there last night that came over once the sirens went off. So, you know, just be aware of your surroundings and, you know, just kind of gauge your comfort level. Obviously, the best is to get in a low spot. But if you're not able to do that and you need some assistance, then come over to the community center when the sirens go off. And we've got interior restrooms and hallways that can provide some shelter during an event. Secondly, if you do have damage or sustain anything to your property, you know, there is county agencies you can reach out to assist, or you can start that process through the city and give us a call. We'll try to help facilitate anything, whether it's tree removal that might be in the right of way or in the street and so forth, being able to help get you in the right direction for any assistance that you may need.
So then it feels like it almost hasn't stopped raining the last couple of weeks. How's the city doing with flooding?
You know, as far as flooding, you know, we monitor the English pretty regularly. We kind of crested at about that 19 feet level yesterday afternoon, and it's gone down since then to this afternoon. It was, you know, 16.5, 16.6, which puts us at kind of a moderate flood stage. Internally, the rains have been staged out enough that our system's been able to really work to convey that water, and it's still had some place to go down at the English. So we've been very fortunate in how everything's kind of gone through. We've got ground that's just completely saturated, though, like everybody else. People are getting, you know, some water through their foundation cracks and just coming up through there. But as far as, you know, storm sewer, sanitary sewer, we've really tried to address those areas where we've had some slow moving water on the storm sewer side. And on the sanitary side, it looks like the system, since we've done a lining project a few years back, has really paid dividends on that. We haven't had nearly the calls and concerns and complaints from the public with water coming up through their, you know, their basement drains that are connected to the sanitary sewer. So that's been a positive, but, you know, it's really draining on people and, you know, events and programming and so forth that we've had through the Y, and even the pool, just, you know, getting up and going. It's been kind of slow going just due to the weather, but hopefully we can get a stretch of nice weather and kind of get back on track.
Yeah, and then for those who have been affected by a little bit of flooding, or those who fear for it, are there any resources available from the city to residents, like sandbags or anything like that?
Yep, so we do have sandbags. We've got 4 dozen that are we try to make up and have available behind our city shop at 711 A Avenue. Those are available and free to the public or even people outside the community. They can come in and grab what they need. We do also have self-serve available down there if you need more. You can start to make some, or, you know, if you get into a situation where you need them on an emergency basis, you can call City Hall and we'll assist with that. But we've tried to make it accessible to the public to be able to go down there and get what they need during those times when they need them, and also be able to make more if they need to. Yeah, they're available pretty much 24/7 down there behind the shop. You know, the biggest thing, again, is just, you know, be aware, know your surroundings. We try to be proactive in, you know, canceling of events and really trying to pay close attention to upcoming weather events. You know, just do your due diligence as a community member, as a parent, to make sure you're putting yourself out of harm's way.
And that's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Kelowna City Administrator Ryan Slawbaugh. You could find this program and more at kciiradio.com. I'm Brandon Shanahan with KCII News.